Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Now at 6, changes coming to BART, what the agency is doing to beef up security in the wake of a deadly attack.
Plus, millions in damages from wildfires across the state. The lingering question, who's going to pay for it all? The pushback from wildfire victims.
And a Bay Area police chief's son behind bars after a brutal attack against a sick man. Good morning, everyone. It is Thursday, August 9th. I'm Michelle Griego.
And I'm Melissa Kane, in for Kenny Choi.
All right, we're going to start with weather and traffic. But first, Jacqueline, you've been tracking a lot of things going out on the roads, and now another traffic alert.
This is our third one this morning in a different location, so we're going to take it on out there. Please be safe if you're getting ready to hit the roadways. It is not a good start to our Thursday morning ride. 880 in the northbound direction, two lanes closed. This is right near Fremont Avenue and Boulevard. We've got a crash that has two lanes blocked. Fire crews are on the scene, and this is quickly creating a backup onto Mission Boulevard. If you can get through that stretch using 680, you may want to use that. No estimated time as to when those lanes will reopen. And if you're heading southbound 880, we're dealing with an earlier problem. This was a car fire. Still has one lane blocked, and that backup is beyond Highway 92. So your ride heading through Hayward is slow all the way down into Union City. We're tracking a travel time in the red, almost a 40-minute ride. So you need to give yourself a good extra 30 minutes just to get through this stretch. This is 880 just south of Hesperian, and those brake lights, tail lights, are heading in the southbound direction there. So give yourself some extra time, extra space out on the roadways. That is Jackie, your traffic. Let's check in with Netta now in the forecast.
Okay, well, this view explains it all right here. We do have low clouds over San Francisco and the Bay, but then look at that off in the distance across the East Bay. That would be a lot of smoke in the sky. So unfortunately, our Salesforce Tower camera looking towards the east gives us a mix of it all. We are going to be dealing with smoky conditions yet again today, and that is exactly what we're seeing right there. A lot of that smoke is going to settle near ground level. Your morning headlines do include morning fog again, and yes, another smoky day. Very similar to yesterday, and that's why we have another spare the air alert taking effect. Slight cooling for the weekend, so today's going to be another hot one, but this weekend, temperatures are going to drop by a few degrees, which should provide us some relief. Here's a look at our current air quality. This one just updated over the past hour, and right now we're in the moderate range for a lot of the East Bay, even extending right by the coastline. Normally that's where we're in the green and nice and clear, but that's not the case for now. So today, later on, we're going to start to see more of that get a little thicker as well. Satellite radar also shows that haze in the sky. That's what you're seeing right there in the lighter shades of green, and then the coastal clouds are right here, right along the west coast. So here's a look at our air quality that's forecast for today. Areas in orange, unhealthy for sensitive groups, so definitely keep that in mind today. Limit your time outside. Back to you.
Netta, thank you. BART is scrambling to come up with security measures to stem the recent rash of crime on the transit system.
And Ann Makovic joins us live from San Francisco with the measures already in place and more under consideration today.
And the concerns amongst a lot of privacy advocates right now is the use of cameras and the possibility of facial recognition software on the BART system. Now, BART spokesperson says that is not on the table right now, but some privacy advocates already on the defense. They formed a Facebook page that says, in part, no privacy policy, no civil rights impact assessment, no data storage and access rules, no biased and inaccurate facial recognition for BART. Now, parts of BART's safety plan are already in place. Patrol officers are working mandatory overtime right now to reassure riders that the system is safe. The rest of the $28 million proposal to be presented to the board today, more fare inspectors, new call boxes on platforms, a crackdown on panhandling, and a switch to a high-tech digital surveillance system that BART says could zero in on problematic behavior.
We've had far too many incidents lately, and what we're hearing from our riders is that they want us to do more and they expect us to do more.
Cameras could help BART direct their officers where they are needed because they are spread very thinly right now. They're 25 officers understaffed. They can't even post one officer at every station. But there are concerns that the safety plan is being pushed through after several high-profile violent incidents on BART last month. Talk a little bit more about that coming up in the next half hour. Live in San Francisco, Ann Makovic, KPIX 5.
Anne, thanks. And the Union City Police Chief says he's embarrassed, dejected, and hurt after his estranged son was arrested in connection with a brutal attack. A home surveillance camera caught the attempted robbery turned violent. A 71-year-old sick man. And it turns out that that suspect in the dark hoodie, Manteca police say, is the son of Union Police Chief Daryl McAllister. McAllister did not do any interviews. Instead, he opened up on Facebook about the arrest of his son, Tyrone. He wrote in part, quote, words can barely describe how embarrassed, dejected, and hurt my wife, daughters, and I feel right now. Violence and hatred is not what we have taught our children. And despite having the desire that any parent would have in wanting to protect their child, my oath is and will always be to the law. In fact, it was McAllister and his wife who helped police track down the 18-year-old who has a criminal history of theft.
Obviously, very, very serious, and something which is certainly not consistent with the chief's behavior.
The 71-year-old victim suffered minor injuries, and the Union City mayor told KPIX5, quote, I support Police Chief McAllister, who has been an effective law enforcement leader in our community, and we stand in solidarity with the sick community.
On the fire watch now, the biggest wildfire in state history is now larger than Los Angeles. The flames from the Mendocino complex have engulfed at least 469 square miles. There is some relief. Thousands of residents of several Clear Lake communities can now go home. Evacuation orders were lifted and Highway 20 in both directions have reopened. As for schools in Lake County, students were told their summer vacation has been extended by 2 weeks. The Mendocino complex is actually two fires, the River and Ranch fires. Cal Fire says they won't be fully under control until September. However, smoke that's covered the area has lowered the temperature and slowed its growth.
It's stressful. It's hard being out here in the heat. A lot's going through my mind, a lot. I mean, look at the way we're living because of it.
Right now, containment is at 47%.
And in Southern California, a man is behind bars for allegedly starting this wildfire in Orange County. It's the so-called Holy Fire. It burned down 13 cabins and forced the evacuation of several communities since it began on Monday. A 51-year-old Forrest Gordon Clark could face life in prison if convicted. An hour after the fire started, Clark said he didn't know how it all began, but his home is reportedly the only one left standing in the community. The increasing wildfire danger and the damage already done are up for discussion at the state capitol today.
Jackie Ward shows us the lawmakers are already feeling the heat.
Yeah, because this is a part of a series of hearings that's going on. The phrase you'll hear a lot at today's hearing is inverse condemnation. It's what lobbyists have spent millions in favor of and what utilities are firmly against. Victims of the Wine Country wildfires and fire officials were on the steps of the state capitol earlier this week and are expected to be back out there again today, urging lawmakers to defend their right to collect money from utilities whose equipment causes fires. The questions being debated, should utilities continue to be financially responsible for fire damages, or should that fall to local governments, victims, and their insurance companies?
PG&E wants to be off the hook on it. They want the power to take your pole, but not the responsibility to pay for the damage they do.
It's been 10 months since the wildfires tore through Wine Country and the Thomas Fire burned Ventura County almost 2 months after that. Cal Fire is blaming most of those fires on utility equipment. We reached out to PG&E, but they didn't want to talk to us about these hearings. Today's hearing will be this afternoon in Sacramento. Michelle?
Jackie, thank you. The U.S. is imposing new economic sanctions on Russia for violating the international chemical weapons ban. The White House says the move is in response to the nerve agent attack that targeted a Russian defector and his daughter in England. This new sanctions come despite President Trump's stated desire to improve relations with the Kremlin.
And New York Congressman Chris Collins will not step down despite being charged with insider trading. In this video from last year's White House congressional picnic, you can see Collins there in a white polo shirt talking on his cell phone instead of enjoying the festivities. Now, this footage is uncovered by CBS News, appears to show the moment that the FBI says the three-term congressman passed along information about a multi-billion-dollar biotech company that led to a $750 million insider trading.
Congressman Collins had an obligation, a legal duty, to keep that information secret until that information was released by the company to the public. But he didn't keep it secret.
The Republican says that those accusations are without merit, and Collins adds the fact that he looks forward to being exonerated and plans to run for re-election this fall.
Newly released video shows Parkland, Florida school shooting suspect Nicholas Cruz being interrogated by police after his arrest. Wearing a hospital gown and speaking to a law enforcement official, Cruz begins to explain why he confessed to killing 17 students and faculty at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School the afternoon of February 14th. He blames a voice in his head for telling him to do bad things.
Well, what does it tell you to do?
Burn, kill, destroy.
At certain points in the recording, Cruz is seen crying and hitting his face. Cruz also admitted to feelings of loneliness and isolation and spoke of trying to, at one point, commit suicide.
And a state of emergency is being declared in Charlottesville, Virginia. The city is bracing for demonstrations marking the one-year anniversary of the Unite the Right rally. Last year, white nationalists and counter-protesters clashed violently, and a 32-year-old woman was killed when a man drove his car into the crowd. Tomorrow night, a secure perimeter will also be established in downtown Charlottesville, where the gathering is expected to take place.
Time now is 6:10. Shaken to the core, another major earthquake hits Indonesia, leaving behind more devastation.
Plus, the city that is becoming the first to put a cap on ride shares like Uber and Lyft, and how it could impact the price that riders pay.
And the type of diet that could increase your risk of getting type 2 diabetes.